AWS RDS versus AWS DynamoDB versus AWS Redshift. RDS is used for OLTP systems, which means, let's say you make a transaction, you want to store the value, then this is the database that is used for such use cases, uses for transactions to keep record or something, but not for analytics, not for fast session state savings. So let's take a different use case. Let's take the use case that we have users, many users that we have surfing our website, and we want to store their session, but not on the front end, but on the back end. Then in this case, DynamoDB would be the database to be used because it's used in systems which require a millisecond latency. Now for the third use case of analysis. So we had one transactional use case, another is a fast low latency millisecond read latency use case, and another use case which is an analytics use case. For the analytics use case, Redshift has made a revolution because previously databases for analytics were super costly. With Redshift the cost is much lower, so it's used for OLAP systems, which means we store there a lot of data and then we do a query, an SQL query on all this data. Let's dive deeper into RDS, DynamoDB, and Redshift. RDS is used for OLTP systems. It is launched on a specific region. You can use either a single or multi-availability zones. You can have a read replica, so if you need it, you can have it. And this read replica can be across the regions. You can have snapshots for the database stored in S3, and they can be incremental. The RDS lives inside a VPC versus DynamoDB, which does not live in a VPC. However, you can use VPC endpoint for DynamoDB, because if you don't use the VPC endpoint, this means that your connection and communication with DynamoDB would go across the public network and not your private network. For security, RDS uses DB user based, and DynamoDB uses standard IAM based. DynamoDB is also a fully managed option, which means you don't mess with any instances. You just create a table and it's created for you. The tables in DynamoDB are stored in multiple availability zones by default, while in RDS you need to choose whether you want multiple availability zones. Also in Redshift, it can spread across availability zones, but it's not going to be like RDS multi AZ. Actually, you need to explicitly call the other zones. Redshift will store for you backups, and the backups would get stored in S3. And also in RDS, you can have snapshots backup to store in a S3. The biggest difference in between these databases is that RDS is a row-based format storage. While Redshift, because it's used for analytics, it makes sense for RDS to be a row-based storage, because if you store a transaction, I moved money from this person to this person, this is a row, right? It's not a column. It's not a single column. While in Redshift, we do analysis. So in analysis, we do sum of something, filter by specific column, find specific columns. So it makes sense that it's a columnar storage. So Redshift is columnar, RDS row-based, and DynamoDB is just a document-based store. It's storing, for all practical usages, JSONs. And it's not a database where we define indexes. Yes, we do have the primary key and secondary sort keys, but it's very limited. It's not like a full-blown database. It's more like the main use case for DynamoDB is, I know what is the key, give me the value, give me the document, give me the JSON document. The use case for RDS is, I want to update this row, update it and use a set for Redshift, give me the latest month average revenue for this particular column. So this was in brief the comparison between RDS, DynamoDB, and Redshift AWS.